Welcome to episode 390 of Last Save Loaded. Yes, I am your host this week again. Back in the hot seat, Justin's been keeping it nice and cozy with his big ties. I am Colm Sheridan, just in case Justin picks up on that and lets me know that I haven't mentioned my name once again. Anyway, and joining me this fine morning is my friend Justin. Good morning, Justin. No smart ass remarks this week from me, Justin, because it's good old happy calls back in the chair. Good morning, Justin.
Good morning to you, sir. It was very, very nice hearing the call come through and a nice, radiant, enjoying himself, happy collie is on the other end of the recording. So yeah, it's going to be a good day, I hope. The sun is out. It's getting a bit warmer. Certainly warmer here.
We're supposed to have rain today, Justin. We had sunshine yesterday and the day before that. So, yeah, we're supposed to have rain today. So we'll wait and see.
Okay. Well, I'm sorry to have rain on your parade, as it were.
Very good, Justin. Very good. You're in fine spirits this morning. Just regarding the call, when I make that call every week, I'm sure you're just flipping a coin there and going, what have we got this week? Groupie caller, happy call. You know, I'm just saying.
There's a bit of hesitation, certainly. I do have bated breath and waiting for it. Because you can't initially tell just from the, good morning. Because sometimes you get, geez, man, where are you?
Yes, there's lots of factors involved in my good or bad behaviour. And Justin's usually that factor. Anyway,
I try. And then 5 minutes later, I try again.
You do. You keep trying. You're consistent, if nothing else, Justin. So, Justin, how has your week been? How has your week been? Sorry.
My week has been one of different seasons because, of course, Monday I had working from home in the ice box due to my failed boiler, and gas man did cometh.
Good lad.
He had a look and he went, yeah, it is what you said. The water pump's knackered. It's a common part, but it's going to take probably 3 days to come in. So I should be back with you Thursday, Friday. So I said, okay, carried on working, went back. And he said, it's going to be £391. I was like, ooh, well, it's cheaper than a new boiler, I suppose.
It is.
And then went back to work in the office Tuesday, Wednesday. On Thursday, he said, yeah, I'm going to be with you first thing. I've got the part. It's 8:30 in the morning. So I was all set for work. He turned up, let him work his magic, as it were. And he said, yeah, there you go. It's all working. Like, we've got the hot water running. The heating came on. Fantastic. And then he was gone, let's say, by 9:30. And I thought, great, should I pack up my work PC and head back to the office? And eventually I came to the idea of, no, it'll take me 10 minutes to do all that, so I'll just stay where I am.
Good lad.
Of course, by 11:30, I started hearing drip, 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 and I thought, that doesn't sound good. And I went to the kitchen and saw that the tap in the kitchen, in the sink, was running. Or dripping from where we tested the hot water. So I thought, that'll be it. Turned it off. Drip, drip, drip. That's not it, is it?
Oh, dear.
And so I took a nervous look at the boiler and saw that the floor underneath the boiler was a little bit damp, let's say. And looked underneath the boiler and there were three clear drip points coming out of it. So I sent the guy a message saying, do you think you could come back, it's got a few drips coming out of it. He was like, I'll be back in 45 minutes. I said, yeah, it's not exactly a flood, but it's three drips coming out of the left-hand side. And when he got back, he opened it up and he went, yeah, there's definitely drips, isn't there? Yeah. Okay, well, let's see if it's what I think it is. And he opened it up fully and went, no, it's not what I thought it was. And then he started, like, prodding bits and bobs here and there. And he went, ah, okay, yeah, it's a knackered seal. There you go. You can see the water dribbling out of this bit right in the centre of it. And there was a small, let's call it a small lake had formed in the bottom of the boiler. And he said, yeah, I'll see if I got a part in the van. Went to the van, came back. I don't, but there's a shop around the corner. It's a £25 part. It's very common. I'll go and get it and come back. So another £25. And he said, yeah, there you go. No drips. Dried it all off. And off he goes. Now, in hindsight, I did think, well, those drips appear to have been happening on that floor for many years. Mm. And because it was only the odd drip, you know, I'd just wait for the floor to dry out again and not worry about it. And when he was looking at it, I said, so, you know, does that part fail commonly? And he said, well, that's the sort of thing that they'd pick up on a service and they'd replace. And you know, I was thinking, is that a subtle dig of the fact I've had the boiler over 10 years and never had it serviced? I don't know. But either way, he said, yeah, that boiler will run and run and run until parts fail. So I now have warmth in the house again. I actually had to turn the heating off, though, because it's so hot. Yeah, I was getting a bit worried there. And so that was that. Last Saturday, I said I was going up to Birmingham. I did go up to Birmingham, and I turned up, and my friend was working on his car. And I thought, oh, that doesn't look good. And he said, no, currently it's a 2-ton piece of metal. But, oh, dear. Said, yeah, went to fire it up to take the baby to nursery, and it would not turn over. And he had this mechanic out, and he was like, okay, well, you go off and, like, have something to eat and whatnot, and I'll be over in a bit. Well, when he came over in a bit, he had his phone with him, and he said, no, the car is knackered. I'm now just buying a new car. So it's like, oh, okay, it's not just me that has bad problems then. but managed to get my Super Nintendo Mini back after it had been on loan for a year.
Good lad.
So I've got about a week or two with that before it then goes to Ruth's house.
Are you sort of like enabling Ruth now? I know, you know, from a distance, I'm sort of, you know, oh, look, you can do this and you can do that. But I think you're feeding her, aren't you? You're feeding her the stuff. Drip feeding her is the word.
I have been accused of slowly moving in. Like, every time she comes here or every time I go there, and you can just have this and this. I reckon in sort of 2 months' time, my house will look nice and empty. It'd be great. All this room. But no, that's something that's going to happen. And certain people listening to the show will, I'm sure, be relieved to hear that I have decided to take the VR and put it away and take the PS4, and that will be headed to Ruth's at the end of the month.
That's your decision, Justin. I never put any pressure on you whatsoever.
Well, having thought about it, if we can get her that and then get her own PSN account, so you know, she's not earning me trophies just to appease you. She will be on the Vita, obviously, but get her own PSN account, and then we can start playing some games online together, which I think will be most fun.
Well, I hope it goes that way, just because, you know, online gaming with your partner can end in tears sometimes.
Well, speaking of which, on Thursday night, Last Save Loaded ventured online, and having not played the game before, you said, oh, well, you host it then. So I kind of fumbled my way into setting up a lobby, and you said, yeah, you got to do this, and left it at that instruction. I set up a lobby, and as we're going through the first level, we seem to have a random has joined us. And then a bit later, we've got another random, which, you know, seemed to frustrate you a little bit.
I was glad of them in the end, because they seemed to help us. So I was just sitting back and, you know, not doing much, really.
Well, you became a zombie toward the end.
Yes, I did.
There is actually a trophy for shooting your friend when they're a zombie.
All right, okay, we'll try that next Thursday.
Yeah, next time we play, I'll let myself get zombified and you can then just kill me. Yeah, there you go, free trophy.
Yeah, classic, yeah.
So that's been my week, really. I got a letter through the door from the DVLA, and I thought, have I been naughty? Is this a letter telling me I've been fined or something? And I opened it up and it said, you must pay your tax, road tax for your car. You must pay £0 and £0.
What's DVLA?
The Driver Vehicle Licensing Authority.
Ah, right, okay.
Basically, the place you get your driving license, the place you register your car for tax and stuff. And, yeah, I have to apply for tax at zero cost just to show that I've taxed it. So they don't just go, yeah, you don't have to worry about that. Because you have to declare your car as off-road if it's not in use. So I have to actually declare that it is in use. But it scared me a bit.
As do all letters from officials scare a lot of everybody.
Yeah. And just quickly, I said I got... told you I got a little bit told off last week. It wasn't so much told off. I got reminded that when I said things I've been watching was only like a couple, I got told, you do realise you watched a hell of a lot more than that, right? Remember, you watched Soul, you watched the first episode of The Right Stuff, and I watched quite a few things which I missed off what I've been watching.
Gotcha, so you're starting to sound like me now. Ooh, you know, when you used to remind me, well, you played Sea of Thieves this morning, didn't you?
I did, well, yes, and I see that you have just updated your things I played.
Yes, exactly.
No, I did think my a suitable response was, well, in my fairness, you didn't put, I've watched the following things either, which, not you, as in Ruth. So, you know, I might have reminded myself going, oh yeah, I watched that, if she'd have said she watched it.
Exactly. So she's at fault.
So anyway, Colin, how was college and are you now going to have to be editing on a Sunday rather than a Monday?
Seems that way, Justin, because Monday will be my busy day. So I got my timetable and I've got to be in on Monday at 9 and I finish at 3. So that's my longest day. Then the rest of the days are, you know, one or two lectures a day.
Yeah.
And then in between that, you know, not going to the pub and drinking with the young people, but trying to do my assignments that, you know, are required of me. So, yeah, it's strange back in the class again. So far, it's fairly straightforward and easy enough for me. Of Word, of Excel, and I have networking as well as PC building stuff to do, but all virtually, of course. But I'm allowing myself to get back into that routine and that way of thinking. I've done 5 assignments for the Excel already, and you get your feedback and then you implement the feedback and then you send it back. So, yeah. I suppose I could go up to a higher level, but I'm not going to, because I'm not going to get myself stressed out over it. Yes, I am the oldest in the class and possibly older than some of these the lecturers, but there's one or two that might be older than me. Who knows? That doesn't seem to bother me. Probably would have 20 years ago, but now I just sit there and lap it up.
Well, if 20 years ago, when you're in your 30s, if you're older than the lecturers there, then...
Yeah, there's a problem, yeah.
They haven't been studying long.
So, yeah, I'm enjoying it. It's only up the road, so I work up there. I'm only in college on Mondays, and the rest of the days, oh, well, I was actually in on Thursday as well, but the rest of the days I do work from home.
Is the family supportive of you?
Yes, of course, yes. Well, Ryan's glad now because he, you know, I can't tell him to get a job anymore. Well, I haven't been able to tell him to get a job in 9 months, so yeah. I also helped him out last week. I think I mentioned that anyway about his website and stuff like that. So yeah, that was informative. That was good to learn something new. I do know a good bit about Excel, but then it's the way you approach things when you're back in college. It's a different way than just going, oh, let's just do this and this. No, you have to do it certain ways and explain why you're doing it and so forth. So yeah, I'm looking forward to next week because we've got a nice documentation I've got to do, and by God, I can do documentation till the cows come home. So yeah, we'll wait and see. I'm taking screenshots and step by steps. I've done all that stuff for years, so yeah, I know.
Making your own PowerPoint presentations.
Yes, and all that stuff. So yeah, so all good.
And you got?
I got an Easter egg. So to college. Yes, I was in college on Monday, and the tea lady comes around. No, they have a lovely canteen and they have a gym. But the canteen's not in use at the moment because COVID.
But the gym is?
I think so, yes. I'm going to figure that out next week and see what the story is and tell them I'm interested in going to the gym. I think it's only one person's allowed in at a time or something like that. I'm not sure.
That makes sense.
But the canteen looks nice now, but it's empty now at the moment. I'd say I could get my breakfast, dinner and tea in there if I wanted to. Special rates, of course. And got my social sorted, so next week the college will pay for my social, so that's good. And got something back from the TSB to say we need certified debt certificates, and I'm going, well, yeah, this is just a con job now at this stage, so we're going to get a solicitor onto it, because I just go, my ma just went, you know, it's too much hassle, and you know, you're back in college again. And yeah, so we're going to sort that out next week, hopefully. Yeah, so it's been a good week. It's been good to get the brain ticking over again and have something to focus on apart from what dinners you want and scrubbing and cleaning. And I'm hoping next week now to get back out and do my little jogging in the morning because I need to for my mental health. So yeah. So that's all good, Justin. So that's why you have Happy Call here this week as opposed to Grumpy Call. Because, well, let's be honest. There's always a mixture of grumpy and happy in the one podcast. It's rare that I go from Happy Collie at the start to Happy Collie at the end. These things do happen, but not very often, Justin, as Justin will confirm. And
to be fair, I think the listeners seem to appreciate it less when you're happy all the way through.
Don't they? Yes, they certainly do. We certainly get more reaction when Grumpy calls on. Yeah, so the Twitter comments will adhere to that one. And yeah, so yeah, it's been good. It's good to get back in the books. And
lovely.
Little Tilly came around yesterday, the girl that used to live next door. She's we used to see them every day, but they had to move back to their ma's because they can't get a mortgage and it's too expensive and all this stuff. So they came around yesterday. So that was nice. Have a little chat outside and yeah, that brightened her day. So yeah, and then...
Well, yeah, it would brighten anyone's day talking to you, wouldn't it?
I'm sure it would, just.
Yeah, they came round, brightened their day.
More brightened our day than their day, but there you go. So, let's move on to the next section, Justin.
Let's see
what time we are on here now. Oh, that's good. We're gonna smash that 54 minutes, Justin, this week, I feel. So, Justin, what was your last save loaded in chronological order?
In the chronological order, at part 130 this morning, I finished God of War 3 on the PS3 on Titan mode, which is the hard mode. And Colin, that game's not messing about.
No.
There are some parts of it that are ridiculously difficult and challenging and caused me to utter a few things that I'm glad nobody could hear. Although most of them, to be fair, were, "Oh, come on!" as it just came up with, you know, you died, you have died. Would you like to go to easy mode? No, I bloody well wouldn't. Stop asking me. Would you like to go to easy mode? You seem to be dying a lot. No! So, yes, I mentioned previously that I was going to play through God of War 3 again, and as I appear to have not located my disc, I went off and bought a new one. And I checked the trophies, and I think it was 11 years ago I played God of War 3.
Wow.
Finished it on normal. But yeah, there was no cloud save or anything like that, so I had to start completely from scratch. But I did, on the way, pick up some trophies I never got the first time round, which was fully upgrading all my weapons and finding all the hidden artifacts, and obviously beating it on hard. So I've got two trophies left, which is doing the trials mode that all the PS2 and PS3 games had, where you finish the game and then they'll set you some challenges like survive for 5 minutes in this gauntlet, or smash all the red pots or something like that.
Mm.
So I've got 7 of those to do, and I still then have the last trophy to get, which will be the hidden one of survive the labyrinth without dying. Now, I sent you a message saying I've got a decision to make here, because the labyrinth is probably 80% of the way into the game.
Mm.
And I was playing on hard, and I figured, well, I've got to finish it anyway, so why don't I just finish it on hard? Well, because it's stupidly hard on hard. There are many sections where the enemies seem to be endlessly spawning. It's not actually that case. You just have to survive like 4 or 5 goes of them. And it really did take me back to when I tried finishing God of War Ascension last year, and they have the infamous gauntlet on that, which is people only remember that about the game, about it being stupidly hard. So I said, right, well, the decision I've got is, do I persevere and keep reloading my save every time I die? Because, you know, you can't use your checkpoint if you're trying to do it as a did it in one go. Or would it be faster for me to start the game again on easy and just run through it?
Wow, you didn't, and, did you?
Well, so far I've not. Okay. So far I have my save right at the start. But it has made me think, when I come back to play this game on the PS... Well, I guess it'd be the PS5 now. Play the remaster. I'll make a save just before the labyrinth, so that I can keep dying, get off at easy mode, finish the labyrinth in one go, and then go back to doing it on hard.
Is there a trophy for finishing the game on hard?
Yeah.
Okay, right. So you have...
Yeah. Yeah, so that's why I made a second save. But it's just the fact that there are save points, half like three save points through the labyrinth. But I don't have any problems whatsoever with the puzzle side of it. It's just the spawns, you know, the fights. Because you've got ones where there's spikes coming up out the floor, so you've got to make sure that you're not in them, and then they have, you know, the sirens that stun you. They got the ones with the hooks that tunnel underground and then jump up and smack you. They got the guys with the shields that you can only hit if you're wearing the gauntlets from Hercules. It's not something you can sleep on. You certainly have to pay attention to what's going on.
Yeah.
But doing it where I kept like reloading my checkpoint, I think I took maybe 2 to 3 attempts on each fight. So I know I've done the fights on hard, just not in quick succession one after another. So, I don't know. I will probably have a go. Today I will clear the trials, and then I'll have a couple of goes at trying to get to the next save point. If I can get to the next save point, I'll commit to doing it on hard. if I spend an hour and don't make any progress, then it's probably going to be faster for me to just go to easy and steamroll the game. So I can do it on New Game Plus and just, you know, cut out a bunch of the game. So that was my last save loaded. Prior to that, on Thursday night, played a bit of Zombie Army 4 Dead War with you.
Yes. Now, I was expecting some good times, but maybe it just took us a bit longer to get into Sniper Elite 4 before the fun started, so I'm willing to keep going.
I think we need to play the game through. I think it will be fun. There's lots of people on my friends list playing the game, and you know, I did have that moment where I thought, someone else is playing the game. Should I go and join their game? No, I don't, because I don't want to rank up ahead of faster than Colin.
Yes, you'll have an angry call.
Don't want you coming back and finding me rank 15. Oh yeah,
I was thinking the same thing here. No, I won't play it now on my own because. Anyway,
because when we did Sniper Elite, I think you'd played the first mission before you started again. So
yeah,
that doesn't really count. You know, it just meant you knew how to use Steady Lung.
Yes.
But I was having a look at the trophies last night, and yeah, one of the ones I picked up was shoot the sniper while he's traveling between vantage points. I don't know how I got that.
Huh.
And get something like 20 plus multiplier in a single explosion. So that'll be one of those ones where I just put a mine right next to the spawn point and just stood back.
Yes. It's because I have Zombie Army 4, so it's certainly looks better than I have Zombie Army 3, should I say.
Right, yep. Well, didn't they release it as a Zombie Army trilogy, or did they actually?
Oh, that's right, yeah. So, I'm not sure if you can play that in co-op. I'm assuming you can as well. Like,
I'd imagine co-op so. Game.
Yeah,
I will be going on the store later and picking up Sniper Elite 3 because it's £2.
Awesome. Is that this? Is that the complete edition, or is that just a base game?
I will look. Whilst we are recording, further previous in the week, I sent you a message when I was nice and happy having finished and achieved my platinum in Bugsnacks.
That game pass part is happening, isn't it, Justin? Gamecast.
I mean, if you don't want to do it, then we don't have to.
I know, we'll do it.
Okay. So yes, Bugsnacks finished. Did get a bit strange. Arguably, they've left it open for a follow up.
Yeah, looks like it.
And then the only other game I played this week was a bit more Divinity: Original Sin, and got a little bit frustrated with some of my friends.
Hmm.
Well, bearing in mind I was only playing with two of them. you know, sometimes people, and I guess I was guilty of this in Zombie Army, sometimes people just kind of wander off when you're trying to do something. And suddenly you find out that they're in a fight. And you just find yourself going, what have you done? And it happened so frequently that at one point my friend just said, fine, I'm not going to walk off. I'm so sorry. I keep getting into trouble. And then proceeded to wander off again. And it culminated at the end of the night when I went, oh, look, there's a place I can teleport to over there. I'm going to go over there. And, oh, right, it teleported me behind a wall. And I said, I'm having a look around on the map, and there's four people up here. 2 seconds later, I'm in a fight. Why am I in fight? Oh, because you've just teleported to my location and you're now in view of them all and they've now aggroed, right? And the response I got was, well, I thought it was fine because you were over there and you weren't in combat. So, I know, because I was scouting. Oh, dear. Yeah. So some games do test patience.
Yes, well, you've played enough games with me now to realise that, Justin, and yeah, I hope I've helped you in your patience.
Oh, absolutely. it is the excuse me. It is the standard edition of Sniper Elite 3. When I click on Sniper Elite 3 Ultimate Edition, it just says not available for purchase.
Oh.
I don't know why.
Oh. Maybe you have it already, no?
No.
Okay, right. Oh, that's interesting.
But yes, I'll be picking that up later. And that was it for me.
Cool.
Colin, what was your last save loaded?
Well, my last save loaded was at 8:30 this morning in Final Fantasy 12 on the Switch. So,
you're determined not to get burnt out on this because you were playing it so much you had to take a break.
Yes, basically. I was trying to kill that last boss and he just seemed to be impossible, so I went back and grinded a bit, levelled up a few, got my gambits sorted as opposed to just having them all as attack, which was a silly thing to do.
Yeah, you need some of them to just go like, yeah. if party member's yeah. health goes below 30%, yeah. cast heal.
Yeah.
And so, if magic goes lower than 15, charge.
Yeah. It's just, there's a lot going on there, and I haven't got all the gambits, you know what I mean? So I've more or less filled up my licenses on both of them. Pinello has like 1,000 light points, and there's nothing to fill it up with, so I don't know. You can't have another license, you can only have two, can't you?
Yeah, the job system. You only get two jobs.
But it's not... There's a couple of empty spaces there, but they're not filling up, so... On the outside, there's empty slots, but I can't fill them.
They will reveal themselves at points in the game, I believe, based on things you find.
Ah, right, okay, fair enough. So, my main character is level 59 now, and the rest are... in and around that. So my ship has been repaired and I'm now at the tower, the base of the tower. So I have three slots to fill in. I've just filled them in with the black orbs, which you pick up after during the battles. And I've gone to the next section now. There's this big rock monster and I'm effective. I know how to kill him because he just put up his shields and he annihilated me.
Big rock monster.
What, well, he's
in the tower?
Yeah, I'm at the base of the tower. I had to select them 3 points, them 3 orbs, use them with black orbs, and now I'm gone through the door and I'm in a desert area sort of thing. And then there's a... So basically, if you go the wrong way in the desert area, this small desert area, it respawns you back to the start, so you have to know which way to go. And then there's this big rock, looks like a rock anyway, monster. I'll send you a screenshot later anyway.
Okay.
So I get him down to 30%, not a problem, and then he just puts a shield up and annihilates me. So I don't know what to do, but I'm sure YouTube will help me out there. I finished the main story in Assassin's Creed Origins after 60 hours. I'm also 60 plus hours on Final Fantasy 12 as well. So, yeah, not a short game. I finished the main story in Assassin's Creed Origins and I'm hoping to get the Platinum at some stage for that. Then I decided, well, I've got so many Vita games up there. Let's have a look through them. And I selected Angry Birds to play on my Vita. And
there's no problem with that.
Yeah, sure. And so, yeah, just pick up and play that, do a few levels and stop playing it, as they say. It's the Star Wars edition one.
Oh, yeah, I got that on my phone, I think.
Hmm. So, also... Day's gone. Well,
it's in your list of recently played.
Oh yeah, but I didn't really. I decided to delete that because I had to leave room for Assassin's Creed Odyssey.
Fair enough. And Astro.
Astro,
Astro's Playroom is also flagged in your...
Oh, yeah, play. Sorry, yeah, I played that, yeah. Yeah, sorry, Justin. Thank you, Justin. You're so kind. So I played a bit of Astro's Playroom. That's a lovely homage to all the other Sony consoles that they've forgotten about.
Including the mobile ones, the handhelds.
Oh, yes, yes. So then I played some Sea of Thieves yesterday morning with Dave. That was lovely.
You seemed to be very happy with your game yesterday.
Season 2 we're on now, so yeah, we've done a few missions and yeah, that was nice and enjoyable. Then I played some Zombie Army 4 on Thursday with Justin. That was enjoyable. And I'm so glad that the randoms came in because they basically didn't have to do much then.
I was going to say when we play it next week, do I set it on private lobby mode now that I know how to do it? I apologise for the helicopter flying outside my window. That was not planned or scheduled by myself. It's like the day I was working from home and the council decided to cut down all the trees outside my house.
Of course they did.
And I'm on a conference call going, yeah, I'm on mute. if you need me, I can talk, but you can't hear me.
So yeah, so that's what I've been playing, Justin. I just want to follow up on a particular purchase I may have or may not have mentioned, because since I've been not buying any games, I apparently seem to be rebuying consoles again. So I've always wanted a White Vita. I've always wanted
one. Oh, God. Yeah.
Okay. So there was one nice White Vita for about 100 quid on Amazon. It had to come from Japan. So yes. I said, right, I'll be waiting a while for that. Probably about a month or two. I think the estimated date was May or sometime. So I said, grand, just don't.
It would have been held up a bit by that that boat stuck in the canal.
It would have certainly been. So then I got a message from the seller saying, well, I went down to the post office yesterday and I went, well, I ordered it 3 weeks ago, so what's keeping it? Anyway, he said, no, they told me the post office are not delivering to Ireland because of the COVID. And I went, that's really weird. So I just went, do you want to wait a bit longer? I said, no, don't bother. So he said, okay, no problem. I'll cancel it. So then about 12 o'clock last night, I got another email. Well, I actually can deliver it now. If you want to wait, it'll take about 3 or 4 weeks. What do you think? And I go, I thought I've already cancelled that. I said, yeah, go for it. So I don't know what the story is.
Well, I am not saying a word.
It's something that you've become used to, Justin, with me, so yeah.
It's something that I experienced the same sort of idea when I was going, well, should I get a fight stick for the PlayStation? I don't need one, but should I get one? And then eventually I got one to stop myself asking, should I get one? And then my flight stick for the PS4, yeah, but, you know, and when I finally got it, Ruth just said, I'm glad you've got that, because now you can shut up about getting one.
Exactly.
So, you know, I'm just as guilty of buying peripherals that hardly get any use. When I do use them, yeah, great, I enjoy them. But, you know, I paid, what, £70-80 for my Super NES Mini? Had it a few weeks, took it to Birmingham, didn't see it for over a year. Now, to be fair, the pandemic was slightly involved in that. I wasn't allowed to go up there.
But exactly.
You don't realise how much you miss people until you work out. I haven't seen you for like 18 months. And yeah, it starts hitting home after a while. It's like, how much of my life is gone? Just not doing anything.
Yeah, that's what Rachel said yesterday. She said, it's hard to believe when the clubs open up, I'll be too old to go to them because I'll be 30 then. So yeah, so in that context, yes, I can. Yeah, I found it hard this month now. It's just hard going this month for some reason. Maybe it's just because I haven't been doing what, you know, I need to do to make myself feel good. So, yeah, you need to get back in.
I think you were starting to get stir crazy from being stuck in the house and not testing your mind. And you'd got a bit sick of doing all the odd jobs and running around for people. And, yeah, you needed to be intellectually stimulated.
That's very kind of you, Justin. I just want it over and done with now at this stage, you know. I'm just fed up now at this stage. And it's not even me. I mean, it's not like I go out clubbing at the weekend or anything like that, but certainly from me...
There's no seals around.
No. I get that, Justin.
I'm glad you did. I did think, am I going to go with this joke and see if it falls flat?
Yeah, just wait and see. I mean, they lifted a 20 kilometre. They lifted us. Now we can go 20 kilometres now, but there's no open, so it's the point, like, I mean, so we can go to Holt if we want to, but lots of other people will have that in mind too. So what's? Yeah.
So over here, you can now go to the pub again, but you have to be outside. So when they lifted that law, and it was, what, on the 12th or something like that, and it was a bloody cold day, so everyone was going, oh, there's going to be all these people freezing their arse off, but it doesn't matter because they're getting smashed. And you can go to the gym again. I can't remember what else. Oh, yeah, and we can go and get our hair cut. So I haven't yet, but I have drawn out the money ready to go and just wander down and go, oh, would you loosen away the wannabe mullet I'm growing? And I should be.
So is that just because there was rumours going around here that they will open up the hairdressers next month, but they'll only allow people that have the vaccine to go in? And sure, that'll be on 80-year-olds and 70-year-olds.
I don't think they've done any of that here, because they didn't when they opened them up last time. They just have, you know, distancing in the hair salons and the barbers, whatever. And they all wear their aprons and face shields and masks and whatnot and gloves. And they so far they haven't really vaccinated both doses for that many people. I know Ruth has had her second dose now, because that was there. She got that while I was down with her. Yeah. 2 weeks ago. I won't get mine until sometime toward the end of next month.
Okay.
But I know some people are still waiting for their first jab.
Yeah. Lots of people waiting for their first jab in this country, but there you go. Mass confusion as usual. The 70-year-olds now, they're on them now, but yeah. And they're still on track for June for everybody getting vaccinated. Yeah, right, sure. Sure, lads. Yeah, keep telling yourselves that, buddies. Moving on, thank you. Twitter comments. So, in Red Circle, I'd just like to note that I did some of the show notes this week. So, we're back to Red Circle, White Circle, Black Circle, BitDead at BitDead77. Check out these great podcasts, #FF, at BossWave, at LastSaveLoaded, at ABHPod, at 60 Minutes With, at VeteranGamersUK, at Character Unlock, at The Destiny Show, at The Wilder Ride, at Seal Podcast, at Stinking Paws, at OCD&D, at Cop_Show, at The Real Queens 01, at Mild Threat Pod, at OC_Podcast, at BK on the Air, at Joysticks Chill. Thank you, Ian.
Geekachu Podcast at Geekachu Podcast said, want to make that Friday feeling last all week? The only surefire way is if you follow, listen and subscribe to these fantastic podcasts. At Last Save Loaded, at 60MW Podcast, at FilmGuff, at Lapsed Gamer, at How to Make a Game, at Codec Moments, at BossWave, at A Band of Gamers, at Confessional Pod, and at Character Unlock.
Thank you, Justin. In Red Circle, White Circle, Black Circle, a Bit Dead, at BitDead77. Great show, gents, even with a rather upset column. Face with tears of joy, at Last Save Loaded. Yes, well, people seem to love Grumpy Carl, don't they, Justin? Well, apart from Justin, obviously.
I'm not sure if love is the right word, but appreciate.
Oh, it's stuck.
Brooker at Brooker 411. Thank you for the wonderful company this afternoon at On Your Six and on Sonom 67. Another wonderful episode of Last Save Loaded to keep me sane while work tries to take the last of my sanity. Colm, do you have your mug yet? I do. Smiling face with sticking out tongue.
Trillion at Bouncy Cynic with a penguin. You didn't answer, Colm. Have you got a mug?
Scott Patton sent a photograph of a very large mug with Last Save Loaded logo emblazoned upon it with bootleg copies seem available. Rolling face with tears of joy, times four.
Trillion again at Bouncy Cynic. Definitely wouldn't fit in at Justin Noel's microwave.
I appreciated Scott's picture, and then when upon further inspection, my first thought was, yeah, but you haven't curved the Last Save Loaded logo so it's wrapping around the mug. You've just plastered it over the top. And then when I caught myself doing that, I then thought, and that guy's hand is massive. I said this to Ruth and she's like, I don't think he was going for, you know, ratios on it. Brooker, at Brooker 411. This is after he tweeted, and I replied to him with a facepalm gif. He said, "If he's going to talk shit to me, if he's going to shit talk me, I'm going to wind him right. I'm going to have another go. If he's going to shit talk me, I'm going to wind him up right back." Face with tears of joy, face with tears of joy.
And Brooker replied, "It's okay, Colm. I still love you, even if you are a bit of a mug." Rolled around, face with tears of joy, three times. Well, twice, and then tears of joy. No rolling.
Important clarification. We also had a standalone comment from Trillium Penguin at Bouncy Cynic, who said, "At Last I've Loaded, at Solomon 67, at Onion 6. Proper grumpy collie this week. That's all. That's the tweet."
Exactly. Thank you very much. So we had a late submission from last week. Thank you, Kai Pam Det at Stratham. "Using my free Funimation subscription from PlayStation to rewatch all the Naruto. My lad has been watching it and I just couldn't help but watch it all again. Face with tears of joy."
I didn't know we had Funimation as a free thing.
Yeah. Well, it's a subscription. But you probably get a week's free. You have lots of apps on the PlayStation Store.
Yeah, but I assume that they all are for services like EA Play.
Hmm. So,
okay.
Question of the week. Justin and Colm would like to know what games you've played in the last 2 weeks. And first up was Dave at Yellowbook 1969. "Been playing far too much Fishing World Sim on PS4 and also just started Immortals Phoenix Rising on Series X." Yes, Dave's gone and lost his shit, boy. He has not been playing the game of not buying any games. He's fallen off that wagon and he is well and truly in the cesspit of gaming goodness. Fair play to you, Dave.
Yeah, but in Dave's defence, he's on an Xbox with Game Pass. So is he buying those games or is he playing them from a service?
Oh, he's buying them. Well, he's buying Phoenix Immortals Rising on Series X because he got his extra points.
I'm giving it a break before I play that game because it looks very God of War-y and... having played so much God of War recently, I will be playing it later. Bought the PS4 version because it has the free upgrade to PS5. Because why would you buy the PS5 version of anything if you can buy the PS4? And,
yes.
What's the difference? Oh, the case is a white case. They've actually said that... I saw something this week that said because of the stick Sony got about their packaging, you know, like the paper that's wrapped around the PS5 and stuff. They've said that they're trying to be, responsible with repackaging and stuff, you know, like getting recycled goods and all this. And They've actually even gone so far as to say they're aiming to cut down on their plastic and use recycled plastics and stuff like that, which is not a bad thing. But what is worrying about the PS4 is the reports that have surfaced saying if your battery on the motherboard dies and you can't connect to the PlayStation servers, you can't play games on you can't play disc-based games on your PS4. And I watched someone do it. They took it apart, they took the battery off, and they stuck in a disc, and it just crashes, going like an error has occurred. So who's to say what's going to happen in 10, 15 years' time when they switch off the PS4 servers? Paul W. at ZTE Skate says, I finished Cyber Flunk 2077 on PS5, works great. 60 FPS, few random crashes though, not the driving type, in my humble opinion. It is totally playable and a worthy game to play through. Multiple endings to enjoy too, can't wait for the DLC.
Nice. Good to have somebody with a positive experience of a game that has been ridiculed and taken off the store.
Have you got your phone on vibrate, Colin? I've picked mine up off the desk because every now and then I'm hearing and I'm thinking I didn't think I put mine on vibrate, and I've checked it a few times. But I'm not popular like
that. Is true. But then again, I have been hearing your leg going at 50 miles an hour, so don't start bitching to me about it.
I'm trying not to fiddle with things, so I'm just bouncing my leg. Sorry. I will sit very still with my hands clamping my legs together. There you go.
Put your hands under your ass or your legs, and there you go. You can't do anything. Anyway.
Hang on. There we go. I've done that. Right. I'll sit like this for the rest of the show now.
Then you won't be able to scroll down.
Yeah, I can lean forward. Hang on. I'm going to lean forward and press down with my nose.
Oh, it's times like this. I wish we had a video. So, Mike Green at the Path to Amen. Hello. I've carried on my playthrough of Assassin's Creed 3 Remastered. I've done about 4 sequences now, so about a third of the way through. I've played a lot of Beat Saber. That's not Best Saber. It should be Beat Saber. As they added a couple of new songs, which are fun. I started and finished Abzu. It's got very samey, as you've mentioned.
As you just mentioned.
Deleted and forgotten about. Also tried to wind in my Dead by Daylight time a bit. So down to about 15 hours this week. Winking face. He loves that game.
He did say that people that are into Dead by Daylight are really into Dead by Daylight.
Yes. Yes,
but good to know that someone else also felt the same way about Abzu.
Yeah.
But you warned me. You warned me. I did not heed the warning, but I figured it was 2 hours so I could play through it and delete it. Exactly. Ian, Red Circle, White Circle, Black Circle, BitDead at BitDead77 says, I'm playing Outriders ABS.
Absolute.
Oh, maybe means and. Because those letters are next to those letters, yeah.
Yes.
So, I'm playing Outriders, and I have to say, it's a pretty good game, although my poor old Xbox One is struggling a little to run it smoothly. I have really, this week, noticed the difference in volume between just turning the PS4 on and turning the PS5 on.
What do you mean, volume?
The fan.
Ah, yes, you would, yes. I stuck in Assassin's Creed Odyssey yesterday and installed it on my hard drive, and it's not exactly quiet, Justin. I've said this before, and it's, you know, people are going on how quiet it is, but let's see. Up-and-coming schmuck at Jirdos72. Dark Souls, Ori and the Blind Forest, and a game called Dicking About Trying to Collect Microsoft Points. So I've also played the bare minimum of Alien Isolation, Minecraft Dungeons, Enter the Gungeon, PUBG, and Forza. just to get the points. Yes, this is the yellow bug rabbit hole he's gone down himself, and he's trying to drag me and Jer in with him, but I just don't see the point.
Yeah, I saw someone...
Excuse the pun.
I saw someone this week saying that they had enough Microsoft points in their account to basically get themselves a free game, and they didn't know how they'd done it. And people have concluded that they're getting points in their Microsoft account based off playing an amount of a game. So not finishing it, but playing it for a certain period of time.
Yeah.
And then getting some free points. So they're now basically just binging little games or doing bits here and there just to rack up these points to then cash them in on something else.
Yeah, so you basically get a daily quests, you get a weekly quest, and you get monthly quests. And within that month, then, you have to play a certain amount of games or certain games that they list. You play them for about an hour, some of them more than others. And then your little tink pops up and goes, you've got it now. So you just spend your whole days going through playing bits of games and not actually completing anything. And you're just going, well, oh, I've got 1,000 points now. Big deal.
I'm sorry for being a child, Colin. I laughed when you said you play for a while and your little bit comes up.
Yeah.
Oh, so moving on, Shelby at My Pet Roxy says, been feeling kind of down in the dumps, so been spending a lot of time with Noobish in Stardew Valley for comfort.
Well, I hope you're feeling a bit better now lately, so, Roxy. And yes, Stardew Valley is a comforting game. Arthritis at Martin Hindley, I've finished the story mode in normal mode of Shadow of the Tomb Raider. Just doing some side quests, crypts and challenge tombs I've missed along the way. I think I'm done with Fallout 4 and now on PC. I'm suspending my PS Plus subscription for now and going to give PS Now a try. Yes, because you don't need PS Plus to get PS Now.
Only if you want to play online.
Yeah, exactly.
But the Sony have now said that they will be doing something to attempt to rival Game Pass in the future, but they haven't made any decision about what it's going to be, and they continue to look bad compared to Xbox.
Yeah, well, it's just a case of, you know, Sony started this PS Plus malarkey before Game Pass, or Microsoft did, just to up the numbers on the PS3, so, you know, it's give and take. Each one gives and takes.
But also, the PS3 was, released a year later and was nowhere near as good an online function as their 360.
I mean, and was more expensive.
Yeah, well and truly. But the 360 very clearly won that generation, and I don't think anyone would ever argue that. But the whole infrastructure was so much better on the Xbox. Gav at Postman Gav says Mario and Rabbids Kingdom Battle Murder by Numbers. Is that DLC, or is he just saying that
it's Murder by Numbers?
Is it his second game?
No, I don't think so. I think it's Mario plus Rabbids Kingdom Battle. I don't know, it could be. It could be the Game of the Year edition, but I doubt it. It's probably just his explanation of what the game does. Tony at Wickerman73, me and the daughter smashed Zombie Army 4. Great game. Killing Nazis is satisfying, lol. This is why I love Game Pass. You also get to play games like Naruto Boy, which I also been playing. And also Scramble. Yep. Konami's arcade classics.
Arthritis at Martin Hindley was quick to say, Scramble was the first arcade game I finished. I say finished, but it basically restarted with your score still intact.
Okay, Pam Det at Shratum, Monster Train and Zombie Army 4. Pew pew!
When I saw that, I thought, is he actually referring to the various trains in the first level of Zombie Army 4? Because they've all got zombies on them. And they all seem to crash.
Yeah, exactly. Which seemed to annoy you.
Yeah, well, you know, the challenge is get on the train, and every train you find is just full of zombies. Gav at Kaisose 13 just simply says, no. Ah, well, he's not read the question of the week then, has he? Because the question was not, would you like to tell us? It's, we'd like to know.
Anyway, Lady Moxie at Moxie Mayhem, Little Nightmares 1 and 2. And there's outstanding. Also, Death Stranding, Horizon Zero Dawn, and Cyberpunk, all on PC. Awesome.
I hope you realise how painful it is leaning forward and pressing the down arrow with my lips.
I'm sorry. There you go. We're nearly there, just.
I feel like I'm going to break my wrist in a minute. Trillian had Bouncy Cynic. Trillian Penguin at Bouncy Cynic says, still rimming the sky. Which is a way I refer to it when she says, I'm going to play some of it later. I said, are you rimming the sky?
Oh, dear.
Still rimming the sky. Obviously, she means I'm playing Skyrim. Although I may have gotten a little distracted with a 2DS that I purchased from my nephew. So aside from Skyrim, I have been dabbling in a few games. Dragon Quest IV, awesome JRPG. Super Mario Bros., Super Mario Bros. 2, Phoenix Wright, Harvest Moon, A Tale of Two Towns, and Professor Layton. Dragon Quest IV has been the main attraction, though. So, after she got this 2DS for, I think it was only about 30 quid off her nephews, because they were going to car boot it when they can do such a thing again. Or for you Americans, that's the equivalent of having a yard sale.
Oh, yard sale, yes.
Yeah, because we don't do that here. She sent me a message saying, oh, have you, what about these? And she sent me a link to one of these, you know, like 200-in-1 game cartridges off eBay. And I was like, yeah, they're either all crap and dodgy or hacked as hell and your games will crash. And she said, well, it's only a few quid, so I'll give it a go. And if I lose the game save, well, I've lost the game save. But so far, she seems to be getting a lot of games out of these. So, well done.
Sweet. Okay, so that's that done. Thank you very much, Justin. Take your Jesus, the blood stopped going to his hands now. He's dead.
Oh, I can bend my wrists again.
Oh, that's good, Justin. I'm sorry. You don't have to do what I tell you, Justin.
I've got a funny pattern all over the palm of my hands from where I've been sat on my dressing
room. Oh dear.
I'm sure it'll be fine soon.
I'm sure. I hope so, Justin.
It's no worse than when you do use hot washing up water and you get all wrinkly fingers.
Ah, yes, the wrinkly fingers. So, some podcast mentions. 60 Minutes with the good boys at the same time. We're back in the hot seat again. That was nice. I'm still going through that because it's 3 hours long. Try and keep it to a reasonable hour, please. Not that they listen to you anymore, anyway. Here is out on YouTube, Geekachu, Character Unlocked. And, yeah, that's it. That's it, really, I think. Didn't really get much else.
Well, you've got less spare time now, haven't you?
Yes, I've less spare time. Yes, I do. I did stick in my headphones, in my AirPod Airs, or whatever you call them. On my way to college last Monday, to discover that the battery was flat. Yeah, good luck. So yeah, so that's it, Justin. Anything to add before we go on our merry way?
No, just if I can, you know, achieve it, I hope to have my God of War 3 Platinum today.
Nice.
And then I won't delete the game because it's on disc, but I'll make sure I upload the save to the cloud. But I'm not going to start the HD version straight away. I'm going to give it a while.
Yeah, give yourself a break, Justin. That it then?
That's it from me.
Okay, yeah. So where can people find you, Justin?
Well, if I'm streaming, because our zombie army was done on Column Stream, but if I'm streaming, it's twitch.tv/onyour6. And you can email the show, lastsaveloaded@gmail.com. If you want to follow me on Twitter, it's @onyour6. And Column, where do they find you?
Yeah, well, you can find me on Twitter at Psalm67 or at Last Save Load, a Twitter account, or twitch.tv/Psalm67. I think we're done now, Justin.
I think we're done too.
So, Justin, say goodbye.
Goodbye.
Goodbye, Justin.
Worried about you then.
Why?
Well, because there was no nagging going, geez, man, where are you?
No. I was having a dump, if that's what you want to know now, okay? Jesus, I mean, I was trying to keep it subtle, but obviously you brought the worst out of me again. And I was having a dump.
The pre-podcast poo is a very important thing. And you can't rush those things.
Well, no, you can't, especially at my age. You might have little accidents.
We can't be having that.
No, we can't.
There's enough crap on the podcast, isn't it?
Yes, there is, Justin. Yes, it's Happy Collie back again, as opposed to Grumpy Collie, which a lot of people picked up on last week.
Oh, I'm glad to hear it. I thought, bearing in mind like messages coming through last night, you seemed quite happy, and I thought, yeah, okay, you've had a good day yesterday, so I'll not ask you about it until you start the show.
Exactly, Justin. Keep it for the content.
Indeed.
As we never run out of stuff to say anyway. Well, you don't anyway. So anyway.
Did last week.
That's true.
Yeah, I got told off about that. I'll let you know in a moment.
Yes, we had a short show last week, didn't we, Justin?
52 minutes, something like that.
Wow, it's been a while since we've had a 52 minutes. We used to have 45, but then people start complaining, and then Justin upped his game. Yes, baby.
People like a bit of length.
They do, I'm sure they do, but it's not the length that counts. It's what you do with it within that 52 minutes of pure gold content. Yes. Oh, classic. So it's a dull, overcast day today, as opposed to yesterday where we had sunshine and lollipops.
I'm still waiting for you to actually start the show.
Oh yes, of course you are, Justin. Okay, so clap us down, Justin, as they say. 3, 2, 1.